When Bradford Started to Sing, January 16, 1934. A sharp scene change. You are sitting in silence. Curtains, the orchestra tunes. Marilyn Horne is born in Bradford, one of the greatest mezzo-sopranos of the 20th century. Imagine it. A city of oil, metal, and noise gives the world a voice that freezes opera halls. Horne had a rare range and almost acrobatic technique. Her voice wasn't just beautiful, it was powerful, flexible, daring. What was a limit for others was warm-up for her. Rossini, Handel, Bellini, composers once considered too difficult, returned to world stages largely because of her. Fun fact, in Carmen Jones, Marilyn Monroe appears on screen, but Marilyn Horne sings, Hollywood's face and opera's voice in one frame. Horne was never just a diva. She fought for music, for quality, for meaning. She said opera must be honest and proved it every night on stage. She founded the Marilyn Horne Foundation to support young musicians, not with glamour, but with substance. Here's the Bradford paradox. A city used to working with its hands raised someone who worked with her voice and changed global opera. So, as you walk these streets, remember, great voices aren't always born in capitals, but in cities that simply do their work honestly.